As governor, Salman Taseer was not the most powerful official in Pakistan's most populous province. Pakistan's political setup gives that distinction to the chief minister rather than the appointed governor. Analyst Kamran Bukhari of the private intelligence firm Stratfor says that minimizes the direct political impact on the central government.
Governors and presidents are more ceremonial than actual chief executives. From that perspective, it's not such a major blow, but it is nonetheless a very high-ranking state official, one who was very much prominent in the efforts to revamp the religious laws of the country, and the late Salman Taseer never shied from being very assertive about his views, his secular views.
Taseer was gunned down at close range by one of his own bodyguards in an upscale Islamabad market Tuesday. His assassin said he killed the governor because of Taseer's opposition to Pakistan's controversial blasphemy laws, which prescribe the death penalty for anyone accused of insulting Islam. Critics like Taseer say the laws have been used to persecute Christians and other minorities and to settle personal scores. It is not clear if the assassin, identified as Malik Mumtaz Hussain Qadri, was acting alone or on behalf of others. But the killing underscores the growing clout of religious extremism in Pakistan. And, says Kamran Bukhari, it also highlights the problem of extremism in security and police agencies.
If the people who are supposed to be protecting the state and society from Islamist insurgents and actually fighting those insurgents are penetrated, you know, then that explains the situation in Pakistan where the government and the state is having a hard time battling this.
The governing Pakistan People's Party was already reeling from the sudden withdrawal of the Mujahide Aqwami movement from the ruling coalition, leaving the PPP a minority governing party. But Lisa Kurdage of the Heritage Foundation says Taseer's murder has no real effect on the political crisis.
Certainly the other parties would be condemning this, and so I don't think that it in any way sort of deepens the current political crisis that the government is in, yet it is a major setback for all of Pakistani society and those who would seek to move forward and to progress.
And she adds, it halts any effort to repeal the blasphemy laws.
The PPP has tried in the past to roll back these blasphemy laws, but it's always been forced to back away from such initiatives because of pressure from the religious parties. And I think this will be just one more setback in those efforts.
The opposition, led by Nawaz Sharif, has said it will refrain from pursuing a vote of no confidence, at least for now. But the U.S. Naval War College professor Hayat Avi, who is expressing personal views, says the opposition can demand and get concessions from the government, including ones concerning the blasphemy laws.
If there's a concession that they're demanding to stop or impede the repeal of the blasphemy law, then it's a very bad development if that's what happens. So there are many opportunities now for the opposition to demand concessions because they hold that bargaining chip where if they don't get what they want, they can ask for a vote of confidence.
But Avi adds, the world of Pakistani politics is wildly unpredictable, in which anything can happen. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.